Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Anna Mary joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have her son, Sam, joining us.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. It's good to have you both on the show. And Anna Mary reached out to us because she wanted to share just how amazing her son, Sam, is. Tell us a little bit about Sam.
Yeah. So Sam is 15 years old, and he was born with a congenital heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome and Kabuki syndrome. But he doesn't let that define him and his love of sports. And so that's why we wrote in. He recently participated in the Youth Athlete of the Year contest through Sports Illustrated and 3 Brands. And he made it all the way to the quarterfinals in first place every time, and then fell one place shy of making it to the semifinals.
Oh my goodness. What sort of involved? What did he have to do to get into this competition?
It was a social competition, so a fundraiser for the Why Not You and the V Foundation, raising money for cancer treatments and cures. And so basically it was who could get the best community around them to vote, and everyone got free votes every day, and then there was a fundraising option. So basically he had to rally his community. What did you do, Sam?
We made about 2 videos. And we posted 5,000 times.
We posted tons of times. We put up flyers. We just got his big sports communities. He plays adaptive and challenger sports, so we got those communities involved.
Yeah, talk about the sports that he plays.
Yeah, what sports do you play, Sam?
Baseball, basketball, lacrosse, and soccer.
Sam, yeah, what do you like about playing those sports?
Kind of fun and asking.
And Sam, you live with some pretty heavy stuff. Like, it doesn't bother you, though, huh? You just go play.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for kids out there that might be feeling like they can't do something?
Yes, you can always do it, guys.
Yeah, Sam plays a lot of adaptive sports, so they're challenger sports where he'll have a buddy with him, and the community around us is so supportive. I think it's sometimes more fun for the buddies than the kids, but not for Sam. He hits a home run every time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he had his first unified basketball game yesterday, and how many baskets did you get?
Like 2 or 3.
Let's go, Sam. Light Sam's work. A hooper, too.
How's that jumper, Sam?
Good.
He's like, it's wet, you know.
Who's your favorite athlete, Sam?
Jason Tatum.
Oh, we do love some Jason Tatum, don't we, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys have a lot in common, doing stuff for your communities, being there for other people, showing people that they can do whatever they put their mind to.
Yeah. You do that?
Well, you are exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. That is for sure. And now, Sam, you and your mom, Anna Mary, are both officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Well, we can't wait to see what you do next, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon, okay, buddy?
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye. What a nice young man.
Sweet kid.
Yep.
Just not letting any of it get to him.
That is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
You got it.
If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life, maybe a family member or a friend that's just doing great things and you want to share with us, we'd love to hear these stories. You can call or text 617-655-1234, and we will book you for the Good Vibe Tribe. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
I do.
Okay.
It's the mashup you didn't know you needed. What if someone put together some Huntricks and some Eminem? You're welcome. Bugging you out like a lullaby. Hear that
Thanks, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, boss.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Just remember, it's not your money.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
He'll just pull more off the tree.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
I'm good you're really letting him change the narrative.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
All right. Campy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. All-wheel drive away event from Subaru is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Joe from Quincy.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Joe?
Yep. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
All right. There she goes.
Miss America.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. A new hype video dropped online for season 5 of Stranger Things. The show returns November 26th. Which decade does the show take place in?
Great. Not really a season. A Stranger Things kind of guy.
Okay, you just want to take a guess?
Maybe 1980s.
Good guess. Question number two. Miley Cyrus is now the face of Maybelline, the global cosmetic company. What is their famous tagline?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Question number three. It's National One Hit Wonder Day. Which band sings this one hit wonder? Take a listen.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
This is Sal's new theme song.
Name that song.
I don't remember it.
Question number four. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Can you name the Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he played eccentric tycoon Howard Hughes, detailing his rise in Hollywood aviation, but also his mental health struggles?
The Aviator.
And question number five, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcomed baby number three, a girl named Rocky. People have been waiting on new music from Rihanna for a while. What year did she release her last album, Anti?
2016.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You're a very good guesser.
I know some of the things, but other things.
Kennedy, Joe.
I don't watch Stranger Things, but my sister watches it all the time.
Joe from Quincy, who works nights as a police dispatcher, he has heard some things.
Yeah, that must be a crazy job.
Oh, yeah. I used to work on Methadone Mile as a cop, too, so.
Got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. Dude. Are you ready?
Thank you.
A new hype video dropped online for season 5 of Stranger Things. It comes out in 2075. Actually, the show returns November 26th, and the kids are 80.
There's just going to be a time capsule with the last season to open in the year 3000.
What decade does the show Stranger Things take place in?
The 80s.
Yes. Tied at 1, question number 2. Miley Cyrus is now the face of Maybelline. What is their famous tagline, Kennedy?
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, you had half of it, Joe. 2-1.
Gotcha.
It's National One Hit Wonder Day. Which band sings this one hit wonder?
I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna beat me down.
Chumbawamba.
3-1. Question number 4. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Leonardo DiCaprio was in a movie where he played an eccentric tycoon, Howard Hughes, detailing the rise in Hollywood aviation, but also his mental health struggles. Name the movie.
The Aviator.
4-2, question number 5. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky welcomed baby number 3. It's been a while since she's had a new album, Kennedy.
It has.
Yeah, Auntie was the album. What year was it?
Ooh.
1847.
2015.
It's a close guess. 2016.
Oh, so close.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work.
Good job, Kennedy.
Yep.
You too.
Good job. Good job, Joe.
So just do that on Monday when it's for $1,000 and you'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Damn, I'm sweating. Sweating!
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Joe from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Sometimes you get a text or an email, and how you read it might not exactly be the way the person who sent it to you meant it to be read. So I got this email from our boss, Sal, the other day, and it did not go to Kennedy or Dan, just came directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carson, I've got something on my mind, and I don't trust you to get it right without me. So tomorrow, that would be this morning, I'm going on the show. We're going to have a conversation about this live. Don't try to talk me out of it. Don't act surprised, and for once, maybe be on time. I don't want to hear excuses, and I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften it up for the listeners. We'll do it straight, we will do it real, and we will do it my way. If you're nervous, good, you should be. Consider this your warning, Sal.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm, right?
I mean, it doesn't sound like the way he talks, but I don't know what you did.
He was being sarcastic, I think.
I mean, hard to tell via text.
Right?
And it's hard to know what you did, so.
Yeah, since Dan and I were not included, I have no idea.
Sarah's from Foxborough. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good. Sal's going to be here in a few minutes. What are we thinking?
I'm thinking that it's something positive, and because you guys may be getting nominated for an award or getting publicly praised or something, because you publicly praise people, but you privately reprimand. And on a day like this, it's yucky out. We could all use a little happy, and you guys are all the best. So I think it's something good.
That's something I never thought about. It's true. We praise people in public, but we try to admonish them in private, which is like the best way to handle those things. Like I would never admonish my son in a large group of people. I would always try and pull him off to the side. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm here for the positivity of that.
Yes. It was just kind of curt, the email.
It was didn't sound, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's him.
He is kind of curt.
Yeah.
He is a man of few words.
Yes. Well, you know, when... Anyway. Mary...
His best advice to me before I went on the air for the first time was don't bleep it up.
That's about right.
And I was like, all right, man.
Mary is in Bedford. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Sal's going to be in here in just a few minutes. What do we think is going to happen?
My vote is that you're all getting a raise because you're amazing.
I love what you're thinking. I love this idea.
I wish I was as positive as you, Mary.
Listen, you guys make us laugh, and you guys are awesome, and you guys do fabulous things for the community, so you deserve it, in my opinion.
I don't know if he would do that on the air, though.
I don't know.
That would be a new one.
It's a weird world these days.
It's true.
You could have stopped with, I don't know if he would do that.
All right, thank you, Mary. Well, from your mouth to Sal's ears.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Tracy from Oxford, hello.
Hi.
What are we thinking Sal's going to say when he comes in a little bit?
So I think that possibly he is resigning or taking another opportunity, and he wants you to take over for him.
You as in me?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. That's something I hadn't thought about.
It's bad on so many levels.
Yes. First of all,
A, I'm not working for you. Well, B,
I don't want the job. Nobody wants that job.
Sal can't go anywhere.
Do you think you could do what Sal does?
I mean, I did it. I was a program director. Mm-hmm. I mean, not at the level. He does multiple stations. I did one station, and I hated it.
I think there's like three people in the country who can do what Sal does.
Yeah. I could not do it on the level he does. And everybody loves him. Everybody hated me when I did it. I was not a likable boss.
Well, I sit there and think, like, there's nothing that you've done that he'd be mad about.
Right. Sal retiring was not on my bingo list, though.
It better not be. No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Huh.
I need him around.
Interesting. Yeah. Where
so
will
that's
we get,
just my thought.
Where will we get our apples from if he retires?
Yeah, that's it. Not the support. Not the
understanding. Wait, is Sal giving you guys free apples?
Yes, I had one yesterday. He dropped off a bag from the orchard.
Must be nice to be you, Mr. Right. Big Shot over there.
We'll find
there.
Out a little bit. Thank you, Tracy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
A lot of people are texting in, Kennedy.
Okay. What do they say?
I mean, there's a lot. Sal's adding another hour to the show.
Mm-mm.
You want to go to 11?
Mm-mm.
Start at 5?
Mm-mm.
How about 4 a.m. to noon?
Same pay.
Dan, you want to read one of those texts?
This one caught my eye. It's from the 617. It just says, Sal to Carson, I need your help. I can't tell you what it is. You can never ask me about it later, and we're going to hurt some people.
Whose car are we going to take?
Whose car are we gonna... Somebody said, I think Sal is going to match the dollars Kennedy earned from your wicked long walk.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, let's put him on the spot like that.
He's letting his estate on Nantucket be next year's beach house.
Mm.
He's getting rid of the Friday free-for-all.
Oh, that one hurts.
And someone said, he's definitely messing with you. It's going to be something insequential, so tiny and inconsequential that poor Kennedy's going to beat herself up for being stressed all night. It is who I am. I don't know what to tell you.
Imagine he sent that email. He comes in and says, I just want to say hey.
Just want to check on you guys.
My palms have been sweating for 24 hours.
What's up? Anything we can do for you?
Knees weak, arms are heavy, Kennedy.
Yes, Dan. Mom's spaghetti.
All right. Our boss, Sal, joining us in the studio next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. Okay, so do you want to recap the email that I got from our boss, Sal?
I mean, he said he wanted to come in at 7:30. He said he had something to talk about. He said, don't ask me before I get here and be on time. Did I get that right?
I guess, but there was an email to Carson.
Yeah, but it was only to Carson, so
yes,
none of us
was.
Really know.
It
so
was,
Dan and I have been sitting over here with sweaty palms.
Well, I mean, I could have sent it to Dan, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse.
Carson, are you nervous a little? You not nervous?
I'm worrying about the selfie pick.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous.
Well, yeah, I'm a little upset.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I'm a little upset.
Well, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I'm a little hurt. Oh. Yeah, I feel like I misunderstood, you know? And I was at the supermarket the other night, and I run into this lovely listener. Hey, are you Sal? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, I love the station. I love Mix. And her little daughter goes, suck it, Sal. I'm like, wait a minute. Everybody thinks I'm mean.
It's not the best tagline to have, I'll give you that.
And I was like, yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, this poor kid. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a nice guy. I believe I'm a nice guy.
I believe you're a nice guy.
Thank you, Kenneth.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I know. You're on a roll. I just didn't want to get in the way.
I don't have an airplane. Might be small. but I misunderstood, and it really hurts me. I mean, what kind of boss I bring apples.
You do.
For everyone.
I had one yesterday. It was tasty. Thank you.
Right.
It was very good.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
You take care of us.
Let's talk.
You
here.
Look out for us. You have been one of my biggest supporters of all time,
right.
and I'm very grateful.
So whatever it is
you need, how can we help you?
Well, I feel like I misunderstood. So I felt like I could do one of two things. I could go with it and say, hey, let me just save my money. And we just don't do Campy Kennedy. That's a lot of money. Well, not a lot because you do win a lot, Kennedy. I could go that way. Or I could double down and say, here's a little bit more money.
How much more money?
So what I was thinking is, because I want to buy people's affection.
It's the only way to do it, Sal.
I'm gonna add another $1,000. And we'll play this 1K CBK twice, 7:45 and 9:45.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
Let me talk to Kennedy.
This is the best day of my life. What can we talk about, Sal? How may I help?
And then, just when we play the game,
yeah,
you can be nice. These two over here, they're always on me. Oh, Sal's going to be mad. His money is money.
Yeah.
So, that's all I wanted to say.
So, what you're saying is, twice a day, we have the opportunity to win $1,000 for one KCBK at when?
7:45, because, and here's the thing, is I picked 7:45 because that's the most listened to time of the morning.
So in other words, I have a chance to lose $2,000 twice a day?
You're not going to lose. See, me and you were in this together. These two guys, they're rooting against me.
I'm just hanging out over here.
Oh, no, you're not. I hear you chiming in all the time.
Well, that's the coolest thing ever. Thank you.
$1,000.
Yes.
10 times the money.
Yes. I have so much faith in Kennedy.
And money.
See, there he goes.
Are you getting
Can
a second
just
job?
Just say thank you until at least he leaves the room.
Are you going to get a second job to fund this?
Are you?
I barely have this one.
You're right.
A text from the 781. The way I'm dying right now, poor Sal, not what I was expecting this morning.
Oh, my God.
From the 774, hey, Sal, pro tip, torturing your employees with fake emails is not helping your case. Is Sal going to announce he's pregnant?
I kind of look at this as...
Trying to steal Rihanna's thunder.
I think this is awesome.
This is fantastic.
No. Don't you try to put a nice spin and you be nice now.
I'm just saying thank you. I love this so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
So when does it start?
Monday morning.
Okay.
So give me a couple
That's
days.
That's really
here.
Cool.
Monday morning.
I was thinking you were going to say like $1,000 spread out over all the games.
No, we can't do it forever.
Right.
Right. I mean, somewhere right. in here, you know, we'll revisit.
I think
this
it's
at
awesome. Thank you, Sal.
That's right. Very cool.
That is very cool. Of
and that. Then I just would like the 7:45 callers.
Yes.
Maybe to throw in a little nice thing about me each morning.
Well, like a hashtag thank you, Sal, or something. Is that?
They're going to say suck it, Sal. I know they do. But that's all right.
You know they say it with great love, don't you?
Yeah.
This is Massachusetts. If they're not busting your you-know-whats, then they don't like you at all.
Okay. All right. We'll take that.
So all good news.
All good news.
I mean, excellent news for our listeners. Again, $1,000, a chance at that.
That is super cool. Thank you, Sal.
Thank you, Sal.
We appreciate it.
Since we are opening up the budget here and we got money to give around.
I got
to
go.
Because a lot of people were saying maybe we would get a raise. Sal? Sal?
Carson and Kennedy on Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, Carson. Good morning, Jan.
Hi.
Melanie's already been to the gym and is headed home.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Melanie, you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. And a reminder, if you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Yes.
Question number one, Jimmy Kimmel's monologue had a record-breaking 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. The network is also expecting a spike in broadcast ratings despite the boycotts by Sinclair and Nexstar. Which network airs the Jimmy Kimmel Show?
I don't know.
Question number two. Rihanna and her partner welcomed baby number three, a girl named Rocky Irish Myers. She was born September 13th. Who is her partner?
I don't think it's Usher, but I guess I'll go with that because I don't know.
They would make some pretty babies. Question number three.
Yeah.
This comedian says he didn't plan on having to donate $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Club after the Emmys. Who is he?
$50,000. I don't know.
All right. Question number four.
I'm bombing out.
That's okay. It's National One Hit Wonder Day. A list of these special hits include OMC's How Bizarre, The Knack's My Sharona, and Butterfly by which band? Sweet Butterfly, Dan.
Butterfly. I don't know.
Oh, I want to help you so bad.
Question number five.
Oh, I wish you could. Me too.
And question number five, Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Leonardo's agent said his real name sounded too ethnic and he'd never get hired. His new movie out this weekend already has a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Can you name the new movie?
Oh my gosh, I've seen Coming Attractions.
Yep.
Nope.
All right,
zero.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Get a match today.
Kennedy!
Oh my God.
That's all right. You were a delight to have on.
At least she already got your steps in.
Oh, thank
more than
you.
We've done.
Yeah, you're right.
Kennedy, welcome back. Melanie got 0 out of 5. That is what we call a Mac. These are tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue had a record-breaking 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. The network is also expecting a spike in broadcast ratings, despite the boycotts from Sinclair and Nexstar. Which network airs that show?
ABC.
1-0, ABC is it. Rihanna and her partner welcome baby number three. She was born September 13th. Who is her partner?
ASAP Rocky.
Yes, not Usher.
Oh, I never would have got that.
Usher probably has some kids out there.
This comedian says he didn't plan on having to donate $250,000 to the Boys and Girls Club after the Emmys. Who is he?
Nate Bargatze.
3-0. It is National One Hit Wonder Day. A list of these special hits include OMC's How Bizarre, The Knack's My Sharona, and Butterfly by which band?
Sugar Baby.
Come my lady. Come my lady. You're my butterfly.
I'm not going to get it.
Crazy Town.
Crazy Town.
Oh, do you remember Crazy Town?
I do.
And Shift, VH1 had that show.
Later when it was a hit, Dan.
Yeah, back when reality was the Wild West, VH1 had Celebrity Rehab. And he was on like a roof doing drugs, and they were filming him.
God love him.
3-0. Question number five. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. His agent thought his name sounded too ethnic, and he would never get hired. His new movie is out this weekend. It already has a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Name the movie.
No, I have no idea.
One battle after another, Kennedy, and 3-0 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Well, Melanie, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I will say this. Now that I heard all the answers, I would not have known any of them. No wonder.
Fair.
But thank you. I had fun. And this is Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Early this morning, Kennedy walks into the studio and I could see something was different about her. And I was like, what'd you get into yesterday? She's like, nothing? I was like, really? And she's like, well, yeah, something did happen. I was like, I knew it. I could just tell. I could sense something had changed in your life. And this is a really big deal for you.
It is. It is.
I know it's emotional.
It is.
So heads up.
It is. Yeah, so, you know, Elvis passed away, my dog that I had for 13 years. He passed away in February. In my arms. It was terrible. And and I just don't feel like I'm ready for another dog yet. You know, when I've got so much going on between work and travel, I literally have one weekend off until next year. So bringing a dog into this crazy house of mine would be irresponsible. But I'm very lonely. And I think that unless you live by yourself, you just really have no idea of what it's like to literally. I could leave here some days and not open my mouth and talk to anyone until I come back here. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I've gotten quite used to it. But the house was just so quiet after he died. And it's hard to be alone. The only things that are living in your house are plants and something in the back of the fridge. And so, you know, a lot of people had been saying, you know, what about a different kind of animal? And, you know, I had cats when I was little, and I had cats when we first moved here. But since then, I've pretty much always kind of been a dog person. But, you know, they're much easier. They're more self-sufficient, right? They don't need you. You just need to have some water and some food mm-hmm. and a place for them to go to the bathroom. And at the end of the day, maybe they'll talk to you and maybe they won't. And so whatever. So anyway, by interesting happening of fact, I had a friend who her and her kids were out in the car one day and they saw a stray cat. And so they picked up a cat, took the cat home, took the cat to the vet like you do. And of course, the cat was pregnant. So since then, the cat had kittens. They also have a dog, two kids who are toddlers. And the mom has finished weaning the cats. And typically when that happens, you really need to give the mom some space. So the mom just hasn't been the best of mood and wants to kill the dog. And, you know, so she was like, maybe this is for you. Do you want to try it? See how it goes. So we sort of tried to make a plan of when I could pick it up, and it ended up being yesterday. And so I had to go to the store to buy all new things because I don't have cat things, and I got rid of all the dog things. And that was really hard because it just smelled like Elvis. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and I really don't know what I need to buy for cat things. And you know me, I go a little crazy.
No, not you.
Well, you know, if I have to give it a new home.
Yeah, of course.
So I bought all the things, and then yesterday I went and picked up the cat, and so we spent yesterday at my house filled with anxiety, but in my house with my new cat. Her name is Snowball, and she's very lovely, and I think she just needed a lot of rest because she'd been being a mom for a long time. Mm-hmm. Feeding many kittens is hard, and
she's all white.
She's all white. She has a blackish tail.
Oh, she does?
But she's white. She's very soft. She's very friendly. I just kind of kept her in my room because everything I read said, you know, let them have time.
You got to give them a couple of days to acclimate.
I don't think she needs it. She were ready to go out the door. 10 seconds later, she was like banging on the door, being like trying to scratch underneath the door. And I'm like, my house is not near cat-proofed. I don't know that it ever will be. I just have stuff everywhere, and I always will. But so she's in the bedroom right now. I hopefully not.
We need to let that cat roam around in the basement a little bit.
I know, right? So I have a mouser now, I guess.
Just saying.
Yeah, your mouse problem will be different now.
Right. So
is this like on a temporary basis, see how it goes, or is this your cat now?
She told me that if it doesn't work out, that she'll take her back. No problem, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I've only had her for some hours.
Sure. And how are you feeling now having another living creature in
it's
the home?
It's really hard. I feel like I'm cheating on Elvis. And aww. I don't know how to explain that other than that.
That's tough.
But I will say this, and you guys can believe me or not, it's fine. But, you know, when I was thinking about it, I was at home sitting on my bed because it's the only place I feel safe sometimes. And I was just thinking about it. I was talking to myself, just saying the words out loud. And I swear to the universe that I felt Elvis jump on the bed. Like, the bed moved. Hmm. And I just took that as a, it's okay, you can. Don't be silly. Don't be alone. And so, anyway, that's my story.
From the 857. Kennedy got a kitty. I took a shower and I missed it.
Yeah, it's a cat, really. I think she's almost two. But yeah, so I'm one step closer to being a crazy cat lady, for those of you out there that were betting on that.
Oh, you need about nine more before we get there. Let's see how this goes first.
No, I mean, well, I definitely would like to see me getting another dog, but probably not till next year.
Well, I think Elvis would be very happy. I don't think he would want you to be alone and sad or thinking that you're cheating on him.
And I guess he really liked cats. I didn't know this, but our dog walker, Enrique, who is family, who I miss terribly, he had a cat. So whenever Elvis would stay with him, like
along well.
Yeah, he's like, he loves that cat. I'm like, he does?
From the 774, we need to see Snowball.
Oh, yes. I'll post a picture. She's beautiful.
From the 603, who's cutting onions in here?
When the cat gets acclimated, can I bring my girlfriend over to see it so she'll stop bothering me about getting a cat?
Oh, honey, that'll only make her want one more. And that's just something you're really going to have to lean into because it's happening. I know.
We can both be crazy cat ladies together.
From the 339, love doesn't divide, it multiplies.
I know.
Welcoming a new animal is in need to your home. Will never take away from how much you love Elvis.
Absolutely, it's true.
I know, it's just weird. I can't explain it. It's so illogical.
No, brains are hard.
Mine especially.
Meow. Meow. I want chicken. I want liver. Meow, mix, meow, mix. Please deliver.
The amount of money I spent on the litter box, we're going to have to talk about this another day. We can't get into it right now. You would not believe.
What's the cat's name again? Snowflake?
Snowball. No snowflakes in my house. We're tough here.
Snowplow?
Snowball.
Oh, a little snowplow.
Snowball.
You get a dog named Karen. You can have Snowflake and Karen. Oh, well, congratulations, Kennedy.
Yeah. It's a wild time. It's a wild time to be in my life.
You going to get a scratch and post?
Oh, I have so many things already, but I already have realized that I don't have enough. I'm shopping today for trees.
You need a cat tree for sure.
That cat's going to want for nothing, I can say that.
Oh, yeah. Luxury penthouses only in my house.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's Star Market. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have welcomed their third child, a daughter named Rocky Irish Mayers, on September 13th. She shared the news on the Instagram with photos of baby Rocky in a pink onesie. She joins RZA and Riot. So that's very exciting news.
I love that they named one of their children after the Wu-Tang Clan. I respect it.
Well, you know, people around here name their kids after a quarterback. What you gonna do?
Oh my God, there's so many 14-year-olds running around named Brady. Couldn't see a dog for like a decade.
Oh, I thought you meant Mac.
Yeah,
Mac Jones.
Mac 10, represent.
God bless. Another season of The Golden Bachelor has begun. This is the second installment of the Senior Bachelor spinoff. The first, of course, aired back in 2023 and ended in divorce. This season led by Mel Owens. He is 66. He's a lawyer and a former NFL linebacker who played for the Rams from 81 to 89. He is the father of two and divorced. Ahead of the season, you might recall he made headlines when he stated, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them. He didn't want anyone with bad hips or wigs.
Okay.
He wanted women only aged 45 to 60. He is 66.
Okay.
Well,
he's allowed to want what he wants, I guess, right, Kennedy?
No, it's called the Golden Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're not golden in your 40s.
And it comes across as just gross. If you are a woman who is older than that or whatever,
right.
What makes you less than because you're older than that?
Mm.
What a generalized stereotype to make.
I mean, not to get off the subject, but The Bachelor in general comes off as just gross.
Yeah.
The entire franchise.
Yes.
This is the least of their issues, is that he wants a woman that age group.
I don't know. Any event. So, last night was the night that, you know, you meet all the contestants. And so, one of the women who was there, her name is Terry. She is a 71-year-old cosmetic dentist, and she introduced Mel to her puppet, Carly, who had this to say.
Hi, Mel. I'm Terry from Houston, and this is Carly, my favorite dental assistant.
Hi, Mel. I bet you weren't expecting all these women over 60 to look so hot, right?
Correct.
And I bet you weren't expecting this either, buddy.
I don't think I've ever been hit by a puppet before.
That was for all women over 60, because he has never been exposed to women like us.
Get it. So stupid.
Was her pitch using a puppet, though?
Well, she's a dentist, and she uses the dentist, apparently, in her dental whatever. And right. Carson, you know, when you get out of that limo, there's like 35 of them. You got to make a point quickly. You have to be rememberable.
How would you feel if you were on a first date and a woman took out a puppet and started using voices?
I would just, if let's just say I was at, you know, I was taking her out for a fancy dinner in Outback, and I got to the table and I saw her sitting there with a puppet on the table, I'd have just kept walking.
Do you have to get the puppet an appetizer? Does it eat?
Wow, you guys missed the point, but that's okay. And the least surprising thing ever, the lone woman sitting here gets it. All right, Cardi B sat down for an interview on Call Her Daddy this week. I can't tell you anything she said except this, because it's just not radio friendly. But she was talking about Stephon Diggs, of course. She wore his New England Patriots jersey while she was there, saying he was very respectful when they first started talking and that there was something very special between them. She said, we had really good conversations. We got to the point when we weren't talking. I needed to talk to this person because I talk to this person every day. The rest of it, as I say, I couldn't tell you on the radio. So go listen to yourself.
Have you seen some of this? Oh, sorry. Yep. Continue on. I was just going to say, have you seen some of the stories that are now out there about him?
Yeah.
What about it?
Just, there's
maybe
a guy.
Maybe not one, but two babies.
Well, that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that, I don't know. There's some other stuff that came out over the past 24 to 48 hours that somebody's saying that I don't want to get into on the radio because I don't want to be liable, but there's some crazy stories about him out there right now.
I've known about Stephon Diggs for a very long time because I'm a crazy sports fan. And back when he was on the Minnesota Vikings in like 2018 or something, they had, you know, they have social media teams that go around the locker room, and they asked every single player on the team, yes, and there's like 90 of them, pick one guy on the team you wouldn't want to date your sister. And the entire team picks Stephon Diggs for good reason.
Yeah, but Cardi's a baddie, and yeah. I don't think it matters. So, also, though.
She traded Offset for Offset with a helmet.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That said.
Go look it up on the internet today. Just type it in, and some of the stories, like I said, are wild, that are the reckless speculation that's out there about him.
That said, I follow Victoria Gibson on TikTok because she is fantastic.
Who is she?
She's a wag of one of the players on the Patriots, and like she does her get ready every Sunday. She styles him every Sunday, so you know what he's going to wear because she tries it on first.
Who is the player?
I don't know. I don't care. She's the one I like.
Okay. Fair enough, Kennedy.
Victoria Gibson?
Yep. Oh, it must be Antonio Gibson.
She's just amazing. I love her. I follow her. And last week when they played the Steelers, she and another gal, Jada Cameron Hawkins, posted to the Insta space saying, hey, we've got a tailgate because the ladies do a tailgate every weekend. And Cardi, we'd love for you to come. What you going to bring to the tailgate? And she wasn't there, obviously, for that one. But it seems that she might be coming to a future one. But either way, ladies, I would love to come to the tailgate if you would ever love to have a rando there.
Are you looking to be a wag, Kennedy?
I think I'm a little old to be a wag at this point, but
you could be a golden coach out there.
You could be a golden wag.
A coach's wag, you know, or something like that, but they're probably all married. But in any event, I just love her. I think her content is fantastic. She's a positive message.
Right.
And I just...
That's cool.
I absolutely adore her. So in any event...
Cardi B would be lit at a tailgate.
Y-O-Y-O-T-O-R is her,
that's it.
Her Instagram.
She's really wonderful.
I did see that video of them in the car asking Cardi B.
Yeah, so that went viral everywhere. But she's just a great follow. And ladies, if you ever, you know... I make good snacks. And that's what I got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jackie from Woburn.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out, Jackie.
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I saw they just announced on Netflix they're bringing back Nurse Jackie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I never watched that show, but I know it was very popular.
Yeah, I watched it for a few seasons. Yeah. Edie Falco was very good.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Jackie. You win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, I think I lost you for a second, but you're back.
Okay. Are you ready for the game?
I am.
I know you've been prepping for this for
a lifetime, really.
A whole life.
A whole lifetime.
Question number one. There's a new supergroup. It's called Howl, Owl, Howl. It features Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from which 90s band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
They could have workshopped that name a little more.
Howl, Owl, Howl. Emma Watson opened up about getting slapped with a six-month driving ban after a 2024 speeding offense. She joked about switching to cycling and laughed off the media frenzy. Emma played Hermione in Harry Potter. Her parents did not have magical powers. What are those people called?
Oh, my goodness. I know this is wrong. I'm just going to say warlocks.
Question number three. Rapper T.I. is 45 today. One of his biggest songs is Live Your Life. It spent 6 weeks at number one. Which singer features on that song with him?
Rihanna.
Kate Gosselin shared on TikTok that she's been in a happy relationship for about 15 months. What is the name of the hit TLC reality show Kate Gosselin and her family starred in?
Something in K plus 8.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, what's his name? A, B, C, D.
I was
a I can't think of his name.
Yeah. All right, question number five. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Charlie Sheen did end up going by a stage name, though. What is his real name? That is tough, Dan.
Last name is Estevez.
Okay.
First name, I'm just going to say Charles Estevez. I think it's not, it begins with a J maybe, but it's all I got.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. You were...
Kennedy!
You were tracking there a little bit. Wasn't a bad guess. Wasn't a bad guess.
Emilio, yeah.
Emilio! Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jackie from Woburn, from the Woo, got two. What is that weird day?
Okay.
Well done, Jackie.
Try that again.
It's a soft
Thank
day.
You.
There we go. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. There is a new supergroup. It's called Howl, Owl, Howl. It features Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker from which 90s band?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
I think I saw the other day that Hootie's doing a show at the Paradise.
Hootie or Darius?
Or Darius, excuse me. Darius Rucker.
He loves it here. He just played Quincy not too long ago.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That would be a lot of fun. Tied to one, question number two. Emma Watson opened up about getting slapped with a six-month driving ban after a 2024 speeding infraction. She joked about switching to cycling and laughed off the media frenzy. Emma played Hermione in Harry Potter. Her parents did not have magical powers. What are those people called?
Muggles. And why did she not make a ride a broom joke? Like, that was the joke.
Mm. She's trying to distance herself from Harry Potter.
It just, you know.
Tom Felton's still leaning into it. He's slithering all day till he dies.
Never let it go.
Right.
2-1, question number 3. Rapper T.I., 45 today, one of his biggest hits is Live Your Life, which spent 6 weeks at the top of the charts, Kennedy. Which singer featured on that song with him?
It's Rihanna, yeah?
Yeah, Rihanna, but I'll accept.
Isn't that what I said?
You said Rihanna.
No, I didn't.
You said Rihanna.
Run it back.
I will run it back. Dan, can you pull the tape?
I already forgot what you guys are talking about.
I think we recorded on VCR tape every day. 3-2. Question number 4. Kate Gosselin shared on TikTok that she has been in a happy relationship for 15 months. What was the name of the hit TLC reality show Kate Gosselin and her family starred on?
John and Kate Plus 8.
Oh, that was a time to be alive, wasn't it, Kennedy?
Those poor kids will be in therapy for the rest.
I just remembered that.
John, yep.
And she's dating the bodyguard that she said she wasn't dating then.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Spicy.
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 4-2, question number 5. Leonardo DiCaprio almost went by the name Lenny Williams, but his father stepped in to stop that from happening. Charlie Sheen did end up going by a stage name. What is his real name?
Charlie Sheen's real name?
Yep.
Well, I know the last name's Estevez, but I don't know. Charlie Estevez?
Guys, I don't know what's going on with my equipment here this morning. Carlos.
Carlos.
Right? Makes sense.
I did know
Carlos,
that.
Carlos, yeah.
No, I did know that.
4-2 is the final score, I believe. I believe. I'm sorry, Jack, you don't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks.
But you're not leaving empty-handed. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler at September 30th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit LiveNation.com. But you are going to that show, okay?
I am so excited. I love him so much.
I will see you there. Woburn represent.
Yay! Big carpool from Woburn. No,
I love this so much, Dan. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Jackie?
I am Jackie from Woburn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Tina from Melrose.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Tina?
Congratulations on the cat. And Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Thank you. And yes, good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of these correctly than Kennedy. And we've got $1,000 on the line for you this morning, okay?
Sounds good.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear what is happening. Question number 1. This injured Celtics player has done several media interviews this week and says he hasn't ruled out playing this coming season. Who is he?
Oh, I don't follow the Celtics. And the only player I know is Jaylen Brown. So that's who I'll go with.
Question number 2. People is letting fans cast their votes in the Reader's Choice poll for sexiest country music star. The finalists are Cody Johnson, Riley Green, and this artist who sings a bar song Tipsy. Who is he?
Shaboozy.
This 94-year-old actor was rushed to the hospital due to a medical emergency related to his blood sugar, but he said he was doing well and is resting comfortably. He played Captain Kirk. Who is the actor?
William Shatner.
Vince Neil says he suffered 4 strokes in recent years. He was the lead singer for which band?
Who is it again? Vince Neil, you said?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, and question number 5. Taylor Swift announced another vinyl variant of her upcoming album. Can you name her last 3 albums?
I cannot. I'm not a Swiftie, and my kids would be so mad. But hey, hang on. You know what?
What?
Can I just give you three albums and I...
Yeah, hey, Kennedy, yeah. Don't put your headphones on yet. Just hey,
okay, wait, sorry.
Go ahead. Give me what you got.
Red. Yeah, I suck. Nope.
Okay. You're fine.
Okay, I'm good. Thanks. Sorry.
You can say suck on the radio. It's all right.
Kennedy, you can put your headphones on.
You can put your headphones on now. Tina just finished playing pickleball. How'd you do?
It was like more of a drill lessons kind of thing. So I'm learning.
Oh, you're in pickleball training.
In the kitchen.
I guess so.
You're going to go on tour?
No.
Are you done with us now?
She's rattled by the Taylor Swift question.
I'm nervous.
It's fine, Tina. It's fine. It's just us. It's just us. I have Tina getting...
Harder than listening.
Yeah, I know. 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are pretty tough. You ready?
Yeah.
This injured Celtics player has done several media interviews this week and says he hasn't ruled out playing this season. Who is he?
Jason Tatum?
Yes, and no. No. No, just no. No. No, 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 no.
Rest your Achilles.
Just, we'll see you in 2026, 2027. Enjoy. 1-0. Question number 2. People is letting fans cast their vote in the Reader's Choice poll for the sexiest country music star. And a couple of the finalists are Cody Johnson, Riley Green, and this artist who sings a bar song, Tipsy.
Shaboozy.
2-1. Question number 3. This 94-year-old actor was rushed to the hospital due to a medical emergency related to his blood sugar, but he said he is doing well and resting comfortably. He played Captain Kirk. Who is he?
Oh, William Shatner.
Did not realize he was 94.
Yeah, man. He went to space in his 90s. Show did.
3-2. Question number 4. Vince Neil says he suffered 4 strokes in recent years. He was the lead singer for which band?
Motley Crue.
He might still be. I don't know if they still tour or not. I think he tours alone. 4-2. Question number 5. Taylor Swift announced another vinyl variant of her new album. Dan, it must be tough having to buy all these variants for your girlfriend.
Yep, taking out loans.
Can you name her last 3 albums?
The Tortured Poets Department. Evermore in Folklore.
Tortured Poets Department was in 2024. Before that, it was Midnights.
Oh, right. Midnights.
In 2022. Mm-hmm. And before that, yep. Red Taylor's version in 2021.
Okay, that's a trick question, but all right. The Red Taylor's version is a trick question.
I'm happy I got one red.
That's my girl.
You got 2 right.
That's what we're talking about here.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tina, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000. But thank you for calling in to play this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Tina from Melrose, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.